Yesterday after practice was a big moment because it was the payoff of the golf bet.
Yes, over the weekend we had a golf challenge. Bob Sturm and myself taking on you and Corby. We went up to Ojai. Nice course that's about 20 minutes away from training camp here in Southern California. And instead of just the friendly wager of, $5 or something like that, or just overall pride.
There's no gambling at Bushwood.
No. Corby had the idea, let's put something on the line here just to make it even a little more interesting. And let's make some sort of on-air bet payoff for the winning team over the losing team. And the thing we came up with was the losing team would have to act like one of the members would have to interview a cowboy while the other one lurked in the background. And at some point, the one who's in the background would break into song, and then the guy who was doing the interview would join him in that song, and they would have to get through as much of the song as they could in front of this big cowboy.
I think 2 minutes was the time requirement.
Yeah, you got to ride it out for at least 2 minutes. We also put the restriction on it. It had to be a large cowboy. It couldn't just be a little guy. For some reason, it just seems a little more intimidating when you're talking to a big human being. And so I think we put the weight restriction of 250 pounds on it. And there may have been, it was 250 pounds.
Yeah, 250 pounds. And Corby put some other demographic restrictions on it that we're not going to talk about.
So that was the deal, and we had this pretty back-and-forth match on Saturday. It was best ball, Team Sturm and Dunham against Miller and Davidson, back and forth. At one point, they went up by three. They had us three down, and then Bob chipped in on nine to keep us in the match. Then that started a run for us where we won like three out of four holes. We took a lead. They retook the lead. We got tied. Then we're up one with one hole left, and we won 18 as well to stick the dagger in their heart and win two up and make them sing to a cowboy. So the idea was not just any old song, but let's find the maybe the girliest, most ridiculous song we can find. And we went through several candidates. Islands in the Stream was one thought by Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. Hmm. Turn Around, the ridiculous 80s song.
It's called Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Sorry, yeah, Total Eclipse of the Heart. Who was the original artist before the band got a hold of it?
Bonnie Tyler. Mm-hmm.
Do we have that song? Because during the hard line yesterday when we were trying to pick a song, which, by the way, I still didn't understand the format.
That was Corby's idea. He said to come up with three.
George and Bob picked three finalists, but then George and Bob were also going to pick the finalist. That still doesn't make sense to me. No. Why not just pick the finalist?
Right.
Well, I let y'all pick it at the end.
I know, but going in, the format was very odd to me.
Yeah.
But as we played this song, because this was one of the three finalists, we all determined this is one of the worst songs ever.
Yes. It's not. It's a great song.
Oh, no, it's bad. Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears. Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by. Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit terrified. Okay, now this would have been funny because one of us would have been singing Turn Around.
Yeah.
And then that's the thing, that high guy part, too. That part?
God, it's so cheesy. And the only reason anybody likes it is because of what happened in Old School.
No, it was a popular song before then.
Well, I know, but so was We Built This City on Rock and Roll. That was popular, and it's terrible.
It's one of the greatest songs of all time, sir.
But this song is just really, really cheesy.
Yeah, and we thought about that, putting the Old School lyrics in it. That add to the shock value of the whole bet. Just the idea, though, that a guy finishes practice, he comes over, he starts being interviewed, and he has to put up with that. Mm-hmm. is a pretty funny scenario. But we decided to, or you guys made the pick. The other candidate was Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham. And this is a song from the mid-80s that I do believe went number one. It was a huge song. You went back and looked at the video to this yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Just
it's awesome, isn't it?
No, I didn't think – when this song came out, I did not think it was awesome.
No, I didn't like it either. Jer, I don't know if we have it, but if we can spin Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go as we talk about it. The video is so ridiculous. And I know many times on this show we've had the back and forth where George takes the 80s case and Gordo and I take the 70s case. This has to shoot to high holy hell any case you have for the 80s as being great, because the fashion, the dancing,
yeah,
the hair, the music, it's just so
wonderful.
I just put in Dancing Queen and go right back at you. You know, the style from the 70s. But, yeah, this is about as bad as the 80s got between fashion and music. You couldn't get much worse than this.
The lyrics are so stupid.
They're so stupid.
Okay, so the scenario would be that Corby also did the add-on that I should be with him doing the interview, and then as you guys break in the song, so we could have someone else rolling on it. Also throw in the element that I should continue the interview and try to keep the interview going, to keep the guy there so he'd have to put up with your song.
That made it a lot easier for us.
Did it?
Oh, my God. So much easier. It would have been so awkward if it had just been me and Corby and then the guy had to ride it out.
Yeah.
And I don't
what
know
does
how
that mean,
long,
ride it out?
I don't
out.
Know how long he would have stayed, but because he just started focusing on your questions, then I thought that made it a lot easier for us.
It may have made it a lot easier for you. It did this, though. It turned it into an audio mess, because what you're about to hear, I went on with the interview, and it was so hard to concentrate on what I was asking and what he was saying because I kept listening to y'all sing. So I have not listened back to all of this, so I don't even know what I asked him. At one point, I had to stop because I started to laugh, and he did too. The victim, by the way, is Terrell McLean, who is over 250 pounds.
Yeah, all right. So we chose this Wham song because of the way it started. That's a big reason. Not only the other reasons, that it's cheesy and it would be a good back and forth and whatnot, but the way it starts with jitterbug, jitterbug. So that meant that Corby could be doing the interview, and then I just walk up and I start doing jitterbug, snapping my fingers. And then when we get to the first verse, we both jump in. So it was a great way to start it. It was a great way to kind of break the ice. So Corby and I get out there, practice ends, and we have the plan that we are going to target the first guy we can, because as we're going down the roster, and it had to kind of be a decent cowboy, you know, a pretty good player, not a practice squatter,
right,
or someone who's going to get cut next week. And he had to be over 250 pounds and some other parameters. And so we didn't want to let any of those guys go by us. We just wanted to jump on the first one just in case, you know, he turned us down, then we had to go to another one. So the idea was that Corby would start the interview, and he said, I'm going to ask one question.
First off,
what's going on? I'm going to ask one question, and then he's going to respond, and then I'll ask another question, and then when he starts his answer, that's when you come in with jitterbug. So as we walk up to Terrell McLean, the famous Dallas Cowboy, Corby immediately asks him how much he weighs, which is a really weird first question for a guy. So he kind of got a weird look on his face.
And after he answered, we both nodded and said, okay. All
yeah.
Right.
So then George is standing there with him. And because a few members of the media knew what was going on, a small crowd started to gather. Well, by the time we had finished the song, there was a big crowd. And somebody very funny had a very funny reaction that we'll tell you about afterwards. All right. Is that the setup? You guys need to set it up anymore?
I think that's it.
Okay. So here it is. This is what happened yesterday at the end of practice with Corby and I approaching Terrell McLean.
First off, what do you weigh?
About 299.
299 will work. All right, so now that you're almost a week into practice, Do you feel that there's some semblance of continuity amongst the D-line right now, or is that still a work in progress?
It's still a work in progress. I mean, we come out here working every day. You know, it's a few mistakes, you know, alignments that we got correct. But, you know, just coming out here every day, working, everybody, you know, on the same page, just trying to get better. You know, just keep grinding. You know, just keep grinding. That's all we, you know, emphasize in the meeting room and the strive for greatness.
Is any of the young guys sticking out right now?
Yeah, Randy's doing a good job. I mean, you got Russell coming out on the end. What is that?
You do the jitterbug. I'm not sure.
Is that what's like?
I don't know what they're doing. What do you see your role with the team this year?
I mean, I'm doing whatever they want me to do. I won't play no tackle and under. And then I also got no special team. So whatever I can do to help the team, I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Would you say you guys have probably more depth this year than you did last year?
Oh, absolutely, especially during the beginning of the training camp. You know, we had a lot of people hurt last year, but being that everybody's on, you know, 100%. Now we're ready to work. You know, we got good rotation, everybody fresh, and it's putting good work on film.
You think this division is better than people give it credit for?
I feel every division is tough. I mean, you got certain teams, you know, they credit it, you know, like the top of the season. But I feel like, you know, every team got a main goal coming into the season, trying to win a Super Bowl. And, you know, every team right now is just trying to grind and training camp.
It is amazing the parity in this league, though. And there's not much that separates you from being 12-4 and say, I don't know, 8-8.
No, it's not. It's just everybody got to be on the same page. You know, everybody want to come out here and win. And, you go day by day. You make the sunshine
brighter than a door. I don't know what else to tell you. I don't know what these guys are doing.
He's trying to throw me off.
I think we're trying to throw you off, but I appreciate your football comments. What is it like to play for Rod Marinelli? What kind of coach is he day in and day out in practice?
He's a grinder. You know, he's going to get after you. You know, all you do is see greatness in everybody. You know, he's going to coach you. You know, he's going to put you down. He's going to pick you back up. And all he wants is 100%. You get 100%, you're going to be on your side.
Do you think Jerry knows Jack Nicklaus?
Maybe.
Do you know who Jack Nicklaus is?
The golf player. That, right?
What's that? Yeah, he's a golfer. Yeah, yeah. Have you ever heard of Wham?
No.
There's a group. The group in the 80s that did that song, as a matter of fact.
That is the most distracting thing I've ever heard.
I told you it was an audio mess.
Man, it was all I could do to not just lose it every time Corby sang, I want to hit that.
And Corby, true to form, was doing his Corby hippie dance and everything while he was singing. And gosh, it was a crazy scene.
It's
just
awesome.
Crazy.
So we had to practice that. We ran through it many times.
You guys did really well.
We went out there.
I'm impressed.
Because the lyrics, when Killer just printed us off the lyric sheet, and it was, God, these lyrics are so cheeseball.
He put the
just
boom, boom.
Ridiculous lyrics. But the way he sang it is a little, you know, we listened to the real song, and he had a weird cadence on a few lines. So we got it figured out, though. And I thought we pulled it off.
Yeah, you did.
And we lasted for over 2 minutes.
And I commend you for belting it out, too. I figured, man, it wasn't just like 5 or 6 people, there were probably like 30 people that started to gather around.
Yes. And then Corby said that as soon as we finished the song, that he looked around Terrell McLean, and there peeking around him was Stephen Jones, who was giving Corby and me a big thumbs up and a smile.
So he was writing that out with us.
So Stephen Jones enjoyed it. Which is really bizarre to me.
Wake me up before you go. We love that song here at the Cowboys.
Oh, man. As you can tell, I was running out of football questions.
Yeah.
Thanks, and I do appreciate your football comments.
That is what makes it funny, is that the contrast of you just plowing straight ahead with a football interview while this mayhem's going on in the background.
All right, now there's more audio, and this afternoon the Hardline is going to play you Terrell McLean's reaction. So did he react well to that or not? Now, my question for you guys is, do you think that had George not been there, Terrell McLean would have ridden it out?
No, he would have walked away.
He would have walked away
like,
after a while.
Yeah, how long into it?
15 seconds.
Really?
Yeah. Before Corby hit that first high note.
And certainly afterwards, yeah, if he would have made it that far, he would have walked away.
So here Terrell McLean's reaction this afternoon with the hard line. It was also very funny. Whenever Corby would sing the high note, he would look directly into Terrell's eyes. And he said that made it very awkward.
Yeah, and I could not look at y'all. I mean, I just had to keep looking at Terrell McLean just to try to act. And I couldn't hear his answers either because I was so distracted by your lyrics of that song.
The lyrics are so stupid. You take the gray skies out of my way. You make the sun shine brighter than Doris Day. God. And I don't know if you guys noticed the part, the line, because you're my lady, I'm your fool. Corby sang, because you're my lady, and then I sang, and I'm your fool.
Oh, really? Yeah, a little,
we did a little
duet
back and
there.
Forth
That's
there.
That's nice.
Yeah. We put our own personal spin on it.
Oh, man. Well, aren't you glad it's over? You've had that hanging over your head since Saturday. And
yes.
It does add to the competitive nature of the match. You don't want to be in that position.
Right.
Singing to a cowboy.
No. So we pulled it off yesterday and again this afternoon with the hard line here, Terrell McLean's reaction when we told him what we had been up to and what he had to endure the last 2 or 3 minutes at that point in his life.